So help me understand living-related donor and deceased donor.
I wouldn't say living-related donor versus deceased donor. I would say living donor versus deceased donor.
Why is that?
Living donors are people who come forward to offer to be a kidney donor to somebody who needs a kidney transplant.
An altruistic donor.
Right. Out of, you know, just to do something good for someone, sometimes that they know, sometimes that they don't. When kidney transplant first started, a lot of these donors were related to their recipients. So brothers or parents or sisters, children giving to their parents, that was sort of mostly where the donor pool came from. As time has gone on, more and more living donors are not related to their recipients. Husbands to wives, friends from church, people they knew from high school. Donors, living donors can really come from anywhere. So I would say they do not necessarily have to be related by blood to their recipient. They just have to be willing and they have to be healthy enough to go through the donation process. And as you would imagine, the evaluation of someone to be a living kidney donor is very rigorous. These are people going through a surgery that they will not benefit from medically. I think it may be the only surgery that is performed that doesn't directly medically benefit the person having the surgery. It certainly benefits them psychologically by helping someone and going through this process. But, you know, we want to make sure we are minimizing the risk to this potential living donor as much as possible. So they go through a very rigorous evaluation process.
Yeah, it's interesting, Karen, that you said that the donors often don't benefit, and medically that's absolutely true. It's all risk and no benefit. But the interesting thing, I saw a woman in clinic not too long ago who was looking to donate to her husband, and we were talking about some of the risks of the surgery. I just wanted to make sure she was aware of all these risks and let her know that for her, it's it can be risk without benefit. And she was very quick to correct me. She said, listen, my whole life, my whole job the last year has been taking care of this guy, meaning her husband, and that all of her time and efforts were really spent dealing with his health issues. And she felt that with a transplant, not only was he going to get his life back, but she in some ways was going to get her life back as well and have her partner back.
It's really one of the most wonderful gifts you can give anybody to give a kid.
It is amazing. Yeah. To sort of finish up that question, then you asked what's the difference between a living donor and a deceased donor. So a deceased donor is someone, a patient who has experienced either brain death or significant illness they are not expected to recover from and have consented to be an organ donor. And there, that's where, for patients that don't have living donors, that's where the rest of the kidney transplants that are done come from, the deceased donor pool.